Hey, it's Lee Constantino again. This is a conversation I had with Adam Johnson. Adam is the author of Parasites Like Us. He came into our deep underground bunker to give us a few thoughts on the apocalypse.
My name's Adam Johnson. I'm a senior Jones lecturer here at Stanford. I teach creative nonfiction, fiction, and the novel salon, as well as the graphic novel.
We've brought Adam in here today to our underground bunker to talk about the apocalypse. When do you think the world is going to end, Adam?
The apocalypse as we think of it, meaning a sudden and irrevocable status of human beings, is kind of a myth. I don't think... maybe we have a rapturous idea of something sweeping the world, and we all just kind of fall prey to it. But I think apocalypses are slow and methodical and emotional, mostly. Apocalypse has always been an idea that, since I was a kid, I've been kind of obsessed with. I read apocalyptic books as a kid. I have always loved apocalypse, you know, cinema, etc. You know, when I was a kid, I was about 9, and my parents had fought all the time, but I'd never seen it because they hid it from me. And they decided to get divorced, but they decided not to tell me about it. And so one day I came home from school, and the U-Haul, you know, was in the driveway. And my parents took me into the bedroom and sat me down, and they gave me the speech beginning with how much they loved me, which is always a sign that you're doomed when people declare their love for you. And that notion that everything that mattered to you could end suddenly and without warning and without reason became kind of one of the motifs of my life. There's a stupor that follows the dislocation and the dislodging of everything you know. I don't know if you've ever been in a place after a hurricane, even though usually everyone lives, not often people don't die that much, but I have been like post-hurricane a couple times. And it's amazing the degree to which you can't relocate yourself in the world. I think, you know, we know what streets we live on, but really I think we navigate by where big trees are and billboards and landmarks. And when sheds aren't there and trees aren't there, you can't recognize where you are or even know what's happening.
My next question was going to be, how is the world going to end?
Well, there's no way to talk about like this large-scale human existence without sounding Malthusian about it. I think moments in which people suddenly disappear, the way we imagine apocalypse, are rare, like Pompeii. One moment there's a grand bang and the pyroclastic flow smothers everyone. Or the 1755 earthquake in Lisbon, which knocked the city down, burned it, right up until the tsunami hit. Mostly, if you look at the Spanish flu, which took 2% of the earth, you know, that's like one of the largest apocalypses of our time. And yet, I think the impact is emotional and about the narratives of people's lives and those grand disruptions in the continuum of how people live and build families and move toward meaning in the future. Even you take the Great Plague and the Black Plague, those are two events that, you know, maybe took a fifth to a third of the planet. That's probably the biggest apocalypse we could think of.
I also think of dinosaurs.
Well, there have been several, you know, mass extinctions of animals. And if you think of North America, all the great mammals of the continent disappeared within about 300 years at the end of the late Pleistocene. And nobody knows whether it was a virus brought over from the old world or whether it was hunting to depletion by people who arrived about 13,000 years ago. But it's true that, you know, mammoths and mastodons and glyptodonts and camels and horses all went extinct, not to return until the conquistadors came back. But of course, in their place, with all those large herbivores gone, were room for hundreds of millions of bison, you know, who suddenly filled a niche and swarmed it. And so I think when humans are tamped down, they'll spring back.
So there's a downside and an upside to apocalypse.
Well, the apocalypse, I think a lot of people love the idea of apocalypse because it's the idea of a complete fresh start. Mm-hmm. All the past is washed away. All your sins are gone. And you get to, should you live through the apocalypse, you get a new slate on things. Of course, nobody ever thinks that the apocalypse is going to happen to them. You know, I wrote a book about an apocalypse called Parasites Like Us. It was published by Viking in 2003. And for that book, I researched narratives of people who'd survived, you know, great climactic events. And a narrative that really kind of spoke to me was a man named Dieter that Werner Herzog did a documentary about, who'd been a prisoner of war in Vietnam for several years. And in the basement of his house, he had a 5-year supply of food just for himself because he was never going to be hungry again. And you hear narratives of people who survived Nanking, things like that, and they will never be hungry again. And, you know, I was lucky enough to have relatives who lived through the Depression who were around long enough to tell their stories to me. And stories of shoveling snow for a quarter a day. You know, things like that, of literally eating inedible things here in America. And I think we have this notion that nothing will, our plentitude can never run out. Though really, on the supermarket shelves, I think there's only like a day or two supply of food for the population, should everyone try to demand it at once.
If you knew that the world was going to end in about a week, what would you do with that week?
I don't know if someone told me there was a week, I honestly think I would say, yeah, a week for everyone else, buddy. Mm-hmm. And I would load the muzzle loader into the back of the van and my big rain barrels, and we would hit the open road with some plastic tarps and make it. Mm-hmm. So I don't think I believe you when you say the world's going to end in a week.
Yeah. No, I don't really believe me either.
Lee, do you think the apocalypse is funny?
Depends what you mean by apocalypse. That everyone you know someday will die.
And instead of saying, Adam Johnson is a senior Jones lecturer at Stanford.